Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. If you're anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you're going to want to go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a smartphone or a desktop or a laptop, easy enough, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you could do that too. marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Now, all this month, our topics are going to deal with cleaning different things because it's spring. First thing that comes to mind with spring is flowers. Well, flowers and spring cleaning. Clearing out the cobwebs, getting the dust off everything, just opening up your home and letting the sun and the fresh air in. And so I decided that each week we would talk about cleaning items that you wouldn't normally think about cleaning, I guess. I remember our first podcast of the month, we talked about cleaning your electronics, like your smartphones, your tablets, laptops, desktop computers, and those types of items. Last week, we had talked about cleaning antiques. Now, again, please be cautious when cleaning antiques, because again, you could ruin them, you could degrade their value, so do your research before you do it. And if you don't feel comfortable cleaning your antiques, then certainly do your research and hire a professional to do it. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about something that I think most people don't really think about. I'm sure if you're a musician, you think about this a lot, but generally, like a normal layperson like me who's not musical at all, I don't think about cleaning musical instruments. And I happened to find this article from the University of Nevada at Las Vegas from their School of Music, and it is an article all about instrument hygiene. Now, again, you could go to our website if you're on a smartphone or a tablet, m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop or laptop, go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And you should be able to get a link to our blog post today that talks about this article from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas School of Music on instrument hygiene. Now, of course, there are different types of instruments, and each instrument type does have a different way of cleaning. So depending on the instrument you're looking to clean, depends on what cleaning method you use. So I just wanted to share just a few tips. Again, the article from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas School of Music website on instrument hygiene goes a little bit more in detail as far as cleaning various things. Now, for flutes, my wife is actually a flautist. She does have a flute that she played back in school, and she used to play it up until a few years ago. But I always love hearing her play, and for flautists out there, I'm sure you know all about this stuff. But it was interesting to me to learn about how to clean a flute. And it says here, the article states that you want to use alcohol wipes for the lip plate. Obviously you're going to get germs, spittle and other things like that getting on that lip plate. So you want to make sure that you keep that all nice and clean. As far as the embouchure hole, embouchure, embouchure hole. You want to use cotton swabs and denatured isopropyl alcohol. Now, it specifically says denatured isopropyl alcohol, so I would imagine that there is, you need to read the label before you purchase it, because if you don't get denatured isopropyl alcohol, that could be an issue. And it says use the cotton swabs and the alcohol around the embouchure hole. And then lastly, it says you want to use a lint-free cloth and cleaning rod for the interior of the flute. My wife, with her flute kit, came with one of those cleaning rods, and I think she has a lint-free cloth with it as well. So she knows all about cleaning a flute. It says here, never use water to clean your flute because it could damage the cork where the different pieces hold together or come together. They're held together with cork, I believe. So you never want to use water because that could cause the cork to shrink or expand. And you wouldn't fit together anymore. So certainly never use water to clean your flute. Now, brass instruments, there are different types of brass instruments. It talks about cleaning of like French horns and saxophones and items like that. But generally, for brass instruments, this is a section that I could find that applied to all brass instruments. So again, if you have a French horn or a saxophone or a sousaphone, a tuba, there are specific ways to clean those items, and you certainly want to do that. But I wanted to choose something general for the podcast today. So for brass instruments, it is recommended that mouthpieces be cleaned once a month using warm, soapy water and a mouthpiece brush or soft cloth. It says to dry with a paper towel, and then it also says in the article that if you want to use an anti-germ or an antibacterial agent, I think it's called it's called Sterisol. You can go ahead and use that. It says to put it on there, let it sit on a paper towel to dry, and then just clean it up with a paper towel after a few minutes to allow the antibacterial or antiviral to get onto the mouthpiece. It does talk about cleaning saxophone necks, cleaning different parts of the French horn, so be sure to check that out. And you could find that article on our website. If you're on a desktop or a laptop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, go to m.hollandshometownagency.com, and you should be able to get access to that information. Now, lastly, it says for instruments using an ebony or hard rubber mouthpiece, they should be swabbed after each playing. And then it says use a small container that can accommodate the mouthpiece with the tip down. And it says fill with a 50-50 solution of water and white vinegar. It says that you can use hydrogen peroxide as well. But I would probably feel safer using the white vinegar just in case, you never know. It says let sit for a bit and use a mouthpiece brush to clean the piece. And it says this could be repeated for dirty mouthpieces. If there's cork in the mouthpiece, be sure to protect it from moisture. I would imagine that a clarinet would probably have cork in the mouthpiece to help fit it together. So make sure that you protect that portion from moisture. And then it says let dry. And again, if you want to use Sterisol, go ahead and spray some Sterisol on there. Wait a couple minutes and then just wipe it off. You know, use a paper towel to wipe it off. Now, the interesting thing is for stringed instruments, I'm just going to share the entire section for stringed instruments and percussion and keyboard. It says here, string, percussion, and keyboard instruments present few hygienic issues that cannot be solved simply by the musician washing their hands before and after use. So again, if you're going to play the violin, if you're going to play the bongos, the xylophone, a guitar, make sure you wash your hands before and after using the instrument. I'm sure you could do research. I'm not going to do it. You can do it on your own. You can do research online on how to clean string, percussion, and keyboard instruments. I imagine there's a lot of information out there on how to do that, but I thought that was kind of funny. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas School of Music, in their instrument hygiene article, they would say string, percussion, and keyboard instruments present few hygienic issues that cannot be solved simply by the musician washing their hands before and after use. I can understand that, and you can understand that too. When it comes to playing a woodwind or a brass instrument, how do you play it? You blow into it. You use your mouth to play it. Where would you say the dirtiest part of your body is? Most likely it would be your mouth. So, of course, you need to take more precautions in cleaning your mouthpieces than you would for a guitar. And I'm sure with a guitar, all you need is, a lint-free soft cloth and some sort of finish-safe cleaning agent, that won't ruin the finish of your guitar, won't mess with the strings or the neck or anything like that, and just pretty much just wipe it down, let it dry, and away you go. Maybe take a can of compressed air and spray it into the sound holes to get the dust and debris that may have fallen into the body of the thing. But do your research. Just go online and type in cleaning stringed instruments, and it should bring you a bunch of information. Again, this isn't the whole article. I recommend that you check out the University of Nevada, Las Vegas School of Music's instrument hygiene article that they have. I found it very informative. Again, I am a non-musical person. I like to sing, but I don't sing professionally. I don't sing in church or anything like that. I am a shower singer or a car singer. I love doing carpool karaoke myself as I'm cruising down the road. But it was very interesting to learn the different ways that instruments need to be cleaned, that not every instrument is the same, and that there are precautions that need to be done to protect the instrument and allow for you to continue playing it without getting sick. So I just want to mention once again, we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. Anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. I'm going to plug those websites one more time. If you're on a desktop or a laptop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you're going to need to go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's m.hollandshometownagency.com. You want to send us an email, you could do that too, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week.